Thank you, everyone, for coming tonight. And bear with me, because this is only the second introduction I've ever done for a writer. And the first one, for some of you who know, it was Ander. but I'm also doing it for a personal hero, which is a little strange and humbling. But I hope you'll bear with me. I hope that tonight's guest, Joan Silber, doesn't mind if I bring up the 2004 National Book Awards in the context of the controversy it inspired. For those of you who don't know, the 2004 slate was the first and so far the only time that all five finalists were women. Saying bad things about prize-winning books is nothing new, of course, but that year, the venom was particularly potent, and it came from all corners, book critics and writers both. I was living in New York at the time, and I spent a lot of Saturday mornings browsing through bookstores, looking for new things to read. What struck me about the vitriol was that it came from people who had clearly not read the books, or if they had, read them in such a rush that their judgment was suspect. That all five finalists were women did not escape my attention. This was the year that I began to respect book prizes, actually, if only for the clear message I was getting about who is read with respect and open-mindedness. The controversy made me as a better reader, insofar as it pointed out how essential it was to be fair before casting judgment. In order to not be like those critics, I had to read those books. And this is how I was lucky enough to encounter Joan Silber, and how many more readers came to understand the prize nomination was a confirmation that she was indeed an American master. In my undergraduate workshops, I urge students to be very cautious in saying that a work doesn't agree with them because they can't relate to it. Our experiences are so individual that to look for mirrors of our true selves in fiction is a foolhardy thing to do. Or, as I put it to my students, please tell me if you know a book about a 39-year-old gay man in Tucson, because I need something to relate to. And yet, in Ideas of Heaven, I ran across the story The High Road, about a middle-aged gay dance instructor in New York whose bitterness about life is broken by his infatuation with a young singer. I'll say nothing here about identifying with middle-aged gay dance instructors, and saying more about how someone like Joan Silber knows so much about them, or how she knows so much about a strong-willed and intelligent Italian woman in 15th century Italy, or a doubtful missionary in early 1900s China. In each of these characters and in many others, Silber brings to the fore not identities, but complexities, the excavation of desires, longings, wants, urges, ambitions, ideas, directions, and misdirections. In short, all the frustrations of being alive. This is the key to her work, I think, her willingness to approach her characters with questions and an open-mindedness about the potential answers, not what you are, gay man, broken, heartbroken poet, or rebellious teenage daughter, but who you are, Duncan, Gaspar Stampa, Suzanne. Anyone who has read Silber knows already that she's handy with an adjective, often pairing or tripling them in ways that instantly give us a picture of the person we're about to meet, the preparation for the story about to unfold. We see them not only as the world sees them, but also how they see themselves, sometimes with an acute and piercing honesty. That's a generous writer, a writer who is willing to see and hear and render the world in a way that may not even be close to her own, but in doing so, issues the open invitation to experience what we wish of the very best in fiction. We live in an era in which history will not leave us alone, says Joan Silber on the back cover flap of The Size of the World, and that too should give us an indication of the care by which she places her characters in both time and place. Her characters seem to nearly always arrive at a point in understanding that they are small specks in the overwhelming march of time, and yet the dignity of their small dramas always, always remains intact. But back to that American master label. You tell me. Her first book, Household Words, won the Penn Hemingway Foundation Award. And Ideas of Heaven was a finalist for the National Book Award and the prestigious Story Prize. And I have cracked open this book so many times, the binding is gone. I can't open it anymore. Her latest book, The Size of the World, was a finalist for the Los Angeles Times Book Prize, and her contribution to the Grey Wolf Craft series, The Art of Time and Fiction, which is an amazing little book, is becoming a favorite tool to both professional writers and everyday readers alike. She has received a Guggenheim, grants from the National Endowment for the Arts and the New York Foundation for the Arts, an Academy Award in Literature from the Academy, American Academy of Arts and Letters, and she's twice received recognition from the Penn O. Henry Awards. How grateful we are then to welcome to our stage Joan Silver.